I describe what's going on stage because it's live. You really have to be on your toes every single time.
Volunteer Rita Tian tells WTOP it starts with pre-recorded program notes in audience headsets.
Gem of the Ocean at Roundhouse Theater. The play is set in 1904 in Pittsburgh's Hill District.
When the lights dim, her live narration begins.
Citizen's eyes widen. He falls to his knees, weeping.
For most theaters, there's a booth frequently with the sound or lighting folks, but there are a couple theaters where I'm in the back row of the balcony, and then I wear a mask over my face so the people next to me don't hear me.
How does she describe the action without editorializing?
I was taught years ago that we don't say what we think the emotion is, we describe what they're doing, so I would say the jaw is clenched, the brow is furrowed, making a fist. You'd be surprised how many times characters have their backs to each other on stage, and that's significant.
It can be symbolic.
Yes, exactly.
It's much different describing a play like Roundhouse's Gem of the Ocean versus a musical like Arena Stage's Anything Goes.
With dancing in particular, I don't have an advanced vocabulary. The most jargon I would say would be like pirouette. In fact, I would just probably say spin. I would never assume that a blind person would know the jargon anyhow. So it's spinning or sashaying or whatever it is.
What was the toughest show she ever had to describe?
Believe it or not, I had a big turnout for Marcel Marceau, the mime, which didn't really make any sense to me. Why? I never did really figure that out.
Find out more on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.